This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Stop living in fear, conservatives. What is Kevin Jackson talking about? He's always so deep and so profound. What I'm talking about is I ran across a post on one of the social media sites talking about how people worry and they go back and they clean up their Twitter, they clean up their Facebook, they don't want to be discovered for who they are, their politics or whatever, even if it alludes to something like all lives matter. Oh, God forbid somebody look you up and find out that you believe all lives matter. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And it's got me thinking. How much fear do people live in? They fear the conversation being misconstrued. They fear somebody taping a conversation. They fear being outed with something that they did. Maybe they went to a benefit and shook hands with somebody that they don't necessarily like. I could go on. Especially in political circles, people would tell me, Kevin, don't take a picture with that person because that person is so-and-so. And I go, my picture with you is not an endorsement of you. It's not like I'm running around going, can I take a picture with you? You're such a stud. You're so amazing. People come up to me and want to take pictures of me. If I had to do a background check on everybody that took a picture with me, I wouldn't take pictures. I don't know who you are, what you do. If you appreciate me to the degree that you go, I'd like to get in a picture with you, not in a creepy way, like, Kevin, I'd like to have a picture with you. Yeah, that guy doesn't get a picture. But most people that go, hey, Kev, can I get a little quick? Yeah, yeah. Selfie. It isn't like, oh, yeah, Kevin and I were once married. Or garried if it's a dude, gay married. No, it's just a picture. No big deal. But we are concerned about who we take pictures with. And look, we're guilty of it. I don't know how many people wanted to take a picture with Harvey Weinstein because he was on top. He was, all they knew him as was a good director. They didn't know he was a, complete sexual abuser like the Clintons or like Joe Biden. But we come down on him hard, and I'm one of them too. Guilt by association. Now, I don't give Hollywood any slack because all these suck-ups were sucking up to Weinstein, and I think 99% of them knew what he was about. But most people that take pictures of me, they know what I'm about in terms of my politics. They don't know much about me. I can tell you this. I'm no Harvey Weinstein. I don't profess to be a saint, but you're not going to look at that picture and go, I can't believe one day I took a picture with him. There won't be any of that. But I'm just saying, you never know. I took a picture with John Bolton. I took that picture down. I don't want to show people that picture. Now, at the time, I liked John Bolton. But I've learned since, not one of my favorite people. So I took it down. That's just the way it works. But I don't dislike him. He's not a scourge. I just prefer not to be associated with him. Anyway, let me get back to this, what I was talking about. So people are afraid to be themselves. Be yourself in public. Being yourself on your social media little island. Your island on the internet. Your island in the stream. That is what you are. No one in between. You are an island in the stream. And you don't want to let people know what you're about. You're embarrassed. You're, I don't know what people are going to think about me. They may think I'm a racist. They may think I'm a homophobe, whatever. And you're worried about getting a job. Let me tell you something. If your job, if people go back and, well, Kevin, 15 years ago, you made this statement. What would you say? I would say, first of all, what's the statement? You said Democrats are idiots. I stand by that statement. Why, are you a Democrat? Are you offended? Because if you're offended, maybe you should be asking yourself what it is that you're offended by. I stand by that statement because I've looked at Democrat policies. I've looked at the destruction. I would talk through it. If you don't want me, fine. The lady that posted this She's a real thought-provoking person. And she made this comment. HR departments are meant to find people who conform to the status quo of the company that they're going to come to work for. Now, in a lot of cases, I would say that's a good thing. You want to know the company culture. You want to be part of a culture that you enjoy. You're not there to change the culture, but you are there to innovate. And while I respect the company culture, for example, Fox News, I respected the culture that Roger Ailes asked me to respect. But I would not conform where it did not fit my personality. Kevin, you need to take back your tweet. Screw you. I'm not taking it back. Okay, you're out of here. Good, I'm out of here. Fox lost. They don't have any imaginative thinkers over there. Not the caliber of me. And I'm not bragging when I say that. You don't have to be that bright to be on Fox. I promise you. So, but anyway, going back to what this friend of mine was putting out, she said, I go to your company and I'm an innovator. I'll listen to the rules. I understand what the culture, but I'm going to innovate. And you need to embrace that. If you want your company to succeed, you need people like me. And see, that is why I don't have any fear. Everything about me politically is on my resume, on my, you know, my digital resume, my digital footprint. I take nothing back. And I hope you don't either. I hope you say, this is me. I don't care what you think about me. If you want a top-notch employee to come in here, do his or her work, not complain for the most part, and just make it happen, then hire me. If you want somebody that's going to be in HR complaining all the time, hire a leftist. Hire them. Trust me, folks, when I tell you something. The worm has turned. I talked about it earlier. For those people who think that, you know, conservatism is uncool, they're going to get a rude awakening. The way you are raising your children is going to ensure that they are the next CEOs of companies. This woke crap will be gone. Let me put it this way. What year are we in? 2020? This woke crap will be gone by 2025. It'll be so dead, it'll be deader than disco. It'll be last year's Easter eggs. Don't worry. You keep doing you. You keep believing in what you're about. And I promise you, people are going to respond. They're going to respond favorably. And if you teach your kids the way I'm telling you, you're going to find out they're the ones who are going to be revered. The worm will turn. Lots to talk about when we get back. I think, what are we going to cover? We're going to cover Pfizer? Okay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mentioned we are going to be doing the sequel to 2,000 Mules, fundraising for that. If you guys want to be a part of that, please join Backstage Club. As soon as it's already begun, but you're going to start seeing videos and things that we know that other people are not going to get to see. You'll get a code that lets you log in to that, and you can go hang out and have fun. But it's going to be things that we do that's not normal. Family stuff. It may be, for example, my editor at the Black Sphere, her daughter and son are amazing singers who won a contest. And we're going to have them do an event. Amazing singers. So we're putting that stuff together. Yeah. A lot of cool things going on. Anyway, what I want to talk about right now is these shocking findings that came from Pfizer's documents. And how people aren't in prison over this, I don't know. But you guys know my stance on anything involving Wu Flu. I won't take your pill. I certainly won't take your shot. I'm not putting a mask back on for any reason. I'm not. And I could go on. I'm at a point where unless people are dropping dead in front of my eyes, I don't believe anything the government says. And for those who were the naysayers, I used to have a couple of ladies that would write to me and say, Kevin, how come are you spreading this misinformation about the Wu Flu? They called it COVID. And I said, I'm not spreading any misinformation. I'm giving you the truth. Where are you, ladies? Still love you. You're not contacting me. You're not saying, hey, Kevin, you know what? It turns out you were right. But I was. It turns out I was right. The Wu flu is a scam. The vaccines are killing people, doing much more harm than good. And I don't hear anybody saying, hey, Kevin, way to be an early adopter for saving lives. There were people that said to me, Kevin, I'm not sure if I'm going to get the shot. And I was like, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I wouldn't get that shot if you put a gun to my head. You do you. I wouldn't get it. And here are the reasons why. And I had one of my friends, he called me. He lives in Florida. He says, you know what? I was thinking about it, man. I got to admit it. He says, but then I heard you. And then here was a beautiful thing that happened. He says, but then my wife said she started researching it. I don't know if it was because of me. But he has a very lovely wife. And she said to him, honey, I'm not going to get this shot. And he said, that's what kicked it over the edge. So I just put the bug in his ear. And his wife, his significant other, made the decision, you know, said, babe, I've researched it. I don't think we should do it. And good for them, they didn't do it. Because let me tell you, the data's not good. Jesse Kelly, who's a friend of mine, he was doing an interview with Dr. Naomi Wolf on his show about the 55,000 documents that Pfizer dropped off recently and that they were ignored by the media. Highly credentialed experts volunteered to go through them, and they found what is both shocking and criminal. Now, here's the story. Pfizer has experimented with the human race, and there were deadly consequences, and they knew of all the adverse effects. Now, look, folks, if you were ignoring all the videos of people where they were forcing them to get shots, all these soccer players and ball players and referees and what have you, everybody who wanted to go along to get along, and then they were dropping dead. And I'm talking dropping dead in ways that it wasn't like melting or whatever. They were just bam, like just hitting like a tree falling in the woods. And then it got validated. The coroners were saying it. Undertakers were saying it. Insurance company actuaries were saying we've had a spike in this 18 to 50 year old group that normally should be very healthy. We've had a spike. What is the deal? And everybody ignored, the media ignored it. This article claims that they knew a month after the rollout that the vaccine had waning efficacy or vaccine failure. The public didn't know until a year later. People got vaccinated or lost their jobs based on lies. Nothing new here, right? Except that we now know through their own data they knew this information. Let me, for those of you who are wondering, why am I even dealing with this? Here's why. The FBI knew that Trump didn't collude with the Russians. The FBI knew that Hillary Clinton gave the code red. The FBI knew the devious plan to spend $38 million tax dollars on nothing because they all were in collusion to get rid of Trump. So when you think about what just happened with a $6 trillion theft from the citizens of America over a scam, and the cover-up that went with it, and the fact that we lost over a year of our lives, people had events canceled that you can never get back. You get one life to live, folks, on this earth. I mean, and even though we are Christ, many of us are Christ followers, at the end of the day, we want to enjoy the little bit of time here, even though we do believe there's something better. So, they knew. The public, they say, also wasn't told that the nanoparticles and spike proteins don't stay in the deltoid. Pfizer knew it goes right into the bloodstream, enters the adrenal glands, liver, lymph nodes, ovaries, and so on. Pfizer knew that. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't look over this data. I didn't look over any of these reports. I'm reading you what somebody else said. The pharmaceutical giant also lost thousands of records of adverse events. You think those records were lost? Pfizer knew 4 months after the vaccine rollout, there were 42,000 adverse events, 1,200 people who died. They also knew four people died the day
of the vaccination. As I mentioned at the time, when people were accusing me of passing misinformation, I said, they will never give you the truth about this, but people are dying immediately. They're not going to tell you. And I also said this, if this were any other vaccine being developed that didn't have that money attached to it, they would have shut this program down instantaneously. There would have been lawsuits filed against the makers and anybody in the food chain who let this drug out. You know those drug commercials? If you've been injured by so-and-so, please call the law firm of blankety-blank-blank and gooey cheat 'em and how, right? None of that. They're immune to it. They made sure they were immune to it. They experimented on the world. And I'm going to use America as an example with Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden. They experimented on Americans and have nothing, not even going to be 1 ounce of punishment for it. They said by May of 2021, they knew 35 teens had heart damage and the FDA knew it and didn't tell us. This supposedly is in the data. Again, I didn't look at the data. They didn't tell the parents of the problem for 4 months, even though the teens had little or no risk from COVID. So parents didn't have what is known as conformed consent. The amount of Moderna was too high and too dangerous, but the firm didn't tell anyone. I don't know what they're saying. The amount of Moderna was too high. I don't even know what that means. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the babies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News. An armed man is arrested outside the home of a Supreme Court justice.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone informed police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The hottest weather of the year is expected to heat up the Southwest this week. Forecasters say records that have stood for decades could fall. The first 110-degree days are forecast to roast Phoenix and Palm Springs Thursday on the way to 113 by the weekend. That's about 10 degrees hotter than average in both desert communities. And Michael Phelps has been voted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer. And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press. Data download. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finally, Moderna's CEO said this week that the pandemic is on course to be over in about a year. Do you agree with that?
I agree that within a year, I think we will be able to come back to normal life. I don't think that this means that variants will not be continue coming, and I don't think that this means that we should be able to live our lives without having immune, without having vaccinations, basically. But that, again, remains to be seen. The most likely scenario for me, it is that because the virus is spread all over the world, that we will continue seeing new variants that are coming out, and also we will have vaccines that they will last at least a year. And I think the most likely scenario is annual revaccination. But we don't know really. We need to wait and see the data.
To all the girls I've vaccinated before, who traveled in and out my door, I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I vaccinated before. Not too bad, man.
Okay, it was pretty bad. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That the first one was a Pfizer mashup, and all that money they paid, that was all the people that Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. And then the next one was a Pfizer CEO saying, I don't believe we will be able to get away from vaccinations. You will have to take something, take a pill, you will take something of mine for the rest of your life. Because we don't understand about the variants. The variants could continue to do this or that. Yeah. Okay. And of course, we don't understand the efficacy of the vaccinations at this point. We've got to look at the data. The data. Which he said, oh, we got to know, we've got to know the data. It, of course, everything revolves around the data. Yeah, everything revolves around the data. All the money they've stolen from you revolves around the data. Anyway, baby die-offs. In this report that Pfizer made, that childbirth and lactation, women were told it would be safe and effective if they took the Wu flu shot. They had no studies that proved that out, none. And I remember at the time saying, how could they have studied this? This was like 6 months into Wu Flu, the vaccination. We've had extensive studies of women and neonatal care and blah, blah, blah. And this is safe for pregnant women. How can you say that? You haven't even had one period of pregnant women to say, yeah, we've studied this for a year. The first set of babies born post-COVID vaccines have no signs of whatever. And, of course, they can't say that. And if they had, it would have been a lie. There wasn't enough time, this guy writes, to see if babies were okay. But then they approved it for pregnant women anyway. See, for me, Kevin Jackson, that's a red flag. Speaking of which, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. That is not a red flag. That's a good flag, a green flag, a checkered flag. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We're glad you're here. It says, the reason why they approved this for pregnant women could be the doctors doing these studies were, you ready for it? Stockholders. Babies are now getting sick and dying from vaccinated mothers. There is a baby die-off occurring right now. It gets worse, they say. There's a lot more evidence. I don't know what it is, but they say there was an interview that was with Dr. Wolf, and probably many of you know more about this topic than I do. Just like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, I don't watch videos of Dr. Wolf and Dr. Robert Soane. I don't. I already know what the deal. I know this vaccine hurt people. I know COVID Wu Flu was a ruse. And I'm just going to be watching people validate. Oh, well, Kevin, they'll give you so much more data. No offense. I don't need it. I don't need the data cluttering my brain. I already know the deal. Come on, man. You know the thing. I know the thing. Of 38 pregnant women, 28 lost their babies. There's a baby die-off occurring right now is what this guy says. 35 women, 28 lost their babies. I repeated that for a reason. That's 80% of them lost their kids. That's insane. That number, as I mentioned, would shut down about anything. And yet they still push it. Oh, it's safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. We got a mashup, I bet you, of everybody telling us that, well, we have a mashup of them saying it didn't originate in China. We have a mashup of them saying that it's the biggest existential threat to mankind, something along those lines. Mashup about mask, mashup about isolation. Mashup about the vaccines themselves and them saying all these positive things about it when they knew it was a lie. And look, it's one thing that Pfizer knew it was a lie and lied. But what gets me is how this so-called media, it's supposed to be there for us, allows this to occur. They allow this lie to propagate because that's exactly what they did. And if you go, I think we may have posted on this, but look it up. You don't have to go to our page. Look at how bad these things are, these vaccines, every single one of them, and how the media protected the manufacturers. Now they want to sell you on this new Wu Flu pill. I don't know if you've seen it. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky warned that Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, Paxlovid, can lead to a rebound in symptoms. Now, I don't know about you, but that should trigger the FDA to go, or in this case, the CDC to say, look, we're going to go to the FDA and make a recommendation that this does not happen. But that's not what's happening. They don't seem to care. They said it could lead to a rebound in symptoms. Let me tell you what that's euphemism for. If you take this pill, you'll probably get Wu Flu. Yep. She said this. This is what Dr. Walensky said. I'm going to read it word for word. If you take Paxlovid, you might get symptoms again. The cure might give you symptoms again, which means it will. She goes on to say, we haven't yet seen anybody who has returned with symptoms needing to go to the hospital. So generally, it's a milder course. She doesn't know that. She's guessing. People who experience rebound, they write, are at risk of transmitting to other people, even though they're outside what people accept as the usual window for being able to transmit. This is Dr. Michael Charnas of the VA Medical Center in Boston. So he's saying, you, not only are you more likely to get it, you're also a spreader. They say after a patient recovers from COVID-19, the aforementioned rebound has occurred between 2 and 8 days later, according to the CDC. The agency, however, told CBS that the benefits of taking Paxlovid outweighed the risk of COVID-19, namely among those who are at high risk of developing severe symptoms from the virus. Euphemism for the cure is not going to help you. Herd immunity will, but we don't want to take that chance. Not long ago, they said, the CDC issued an alert to healthcare providers about the rebound, saying that patients who took Paxlovid could either test positive from the virus after having tested negative or would experience COVID-19 symptoms. A brief return of symptoms may be part of the natural history of SARS-CoV-2 infection in some persons, independent of treatment with Paxlovid and regardless of vaccination status. So you could get vaccinated, not get vaccinated, and the symptoms of you are likely to be there, and oh, by the way, it's not going to kill you. Limited information is currently available from case reports suggests that persons treated with Paxlovid who experienced COVID-19 rebound have had mild illness. There are no reports of severe illness. I don't know what to buy in terms of their data, but here's what I will tell you. You don't need it. It doesn't work to the degree that they want it to. And to be honest with you, you'd be better off without it. Short break. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look at all these people down here, all these press people. You know? You saw the ratings after the election, their ratings died. They want us back so badly. They want us. I actually thought they were going to endorse me, every one of them.
Trump at one of his rallies, admiring himself and what he's able to generate in the way of press. But he's got competition, Elon Musk. But I will say this, Trump is missed by the press. They like to vilify him. Say what you want. He manufactures news, good or bad. He's good for them. That's all they care about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I've got this theory that I want to bounce off of you. I'm convinced that Elon Musk never really wanted to buy Twitter. He could do a lot better with his $40 billion. Even for a guy that's worth $250 million, whatever he is, that's a big chunk of change. And I know it leaves him a lot. He could live 50 lifetimes, giving himself $1 billion. But still, you want to have bragging rights and you want a legacy. Twitter is not a legacy product. SpaceX is a legacy. Tesla is a legacy. Twitter is somebody else's nasty little nightmare. It started out okay, but it isn't anything new and revolutionary. He can put some spin on it, but he can't do what he needs to do. There's a way to do new media that if Elon Musk gave me $5 billion, I would build it for him. It would be completely different. It would obliterate Facebook and Twitter and many of their other things. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The Twitter deal is in danger of falling through, which is why I'm convinced that I was right when I said it at the time. Sure, there came a point where Musk figured he would go ahead with this buyout. Remember, he purchased enough stock to be a pain for Twitter. I think like 10 or 11%. He was the largest single stockholder in Twitter, which meant he could command the board. I mean, he could do a lot of things. But shortly thereafter, Twitter pushed too hard. And I think Musk came up with a better approach. And I want you to understand, this is a guy who's got the mind of an innovator. And he's also, he knows how to pick fights. And he does it in obscure ways. If you looked at his tweets, you don't always know where he's coming from. And clearly, over the past few days, Elon Musk has said, you know what? I no longer believe in this leftism. Counterculture. And I talked a little bit about it. Conservatives are the new counterculture. Early in the broadcast, we talked about this. So, in offering to buy Twitter, and Twitter having this overreaction, I wrote at the time that Twitter had to consider Musk's buyout. Because if they didn't, stockholders would have a class action lawsuit. If Twitter is not worth $40 billion. Twitter's maybe worth $10 billion, and that's stretching it. They don't have a profit model as of this time. They still haven't technically made money, is what I'm told. So to think you're going to get $40 billion is a pipe dream. So let's say it's twice as much as they could have gotten. It opened them up to a lawsuit. A class action lawsuit that would send the stock plummeting. It would take people off Twitter. It wouldn't be the kind of news you want, even though the old saying, all news is good news. So Twitter, they resisted at first. No, we're going to do a poison pill. Remember that they talked about? We'll dilute the stock and make it to where Elon Musk can never own a certain amount and all these other games. And people, again, opening up for a class action lawsuit. Because if I were a stockholder and I said the richest man in the world tenders an offer, and you can't get anybody to compete with it. Remember, they tried to get the Saudis to buy it. What kind of optics were that? Let's get the Saudis to buy it. Didn't they kill Khashoggi? So that finally fell off. So Twitter swallowed its own poison pill, and then they had to entertain the buyout. Now part two of Musk's plan. And again, I'm throwing this out there for my audience to see if you agree with me. Send me a note, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255. So along with Twitter's Gestapo tactics against conservatives and their protection under Section 230, Musk knew that wasn't all that Twitter was doing to silence conservatives. So while they did that to some of us, they were giving a megaphone to others. And I talked about it at the time. I said, AOC doesn't have nearly the number of people Twitter claims she has. Joe Biden, we figured out that, I don't remember, but it was like half of his people are bots. And oh, by the way, the other half are people that Twitter gave him arbitrarily. I guarantee you Barack Obama doesn't have a fraction. Well, he's got a fraction, but he doesn't have as many Twitter followers as he claims. So, I think Elon Musk knew this. And then, as I said, now that he's discovered this, he's saying to himself, I can put Twitter on the hot seat. Yeah. I can prove that they're not, that their fact checking is not only a lie, but when they say, oh, AOC's trending, or this topic is trending, it's not trending at all. None of these things are real. Some arbitrary person decides, we want to get rid of guns. That trends. Officer Sicknick was killed by conservatives. It trends. Donald Trump is the orange man and he's a racist. It trends. It isn't trending. It's what they decide trends. They're manipulating the data. Far more bots follow Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, all those leftist clowns than you can even imagine. And what did they do to us? People like James Woods. I lost a third of my Twitter followers over a period of 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. Twitter, folks, is no different than the fake news media. And Musk exposed their real issue, which is fake data. And the company actually considers itself a purveyor of truth. For the record, I think Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, I think he knew this. And I will say this to you. I dare for people, anybody, I dare you, go check the fact checkers of Twitter. Go look at the things that they claimed were gospel. That people got 2 weeks suspension, kicked off, etc. Go look and see who was right and who was wrong. Musk now exposes Twitter as a fraud on multiple levels, on multiple fronts. And it was worth $5 billion for the world's richest man to expose these frauds by buying 10 or 11% of the company or whatever they let him buy. I think Musk considers it, go ahead and lose money. I can write the loss off. Lose. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to expose you as a fraud. Who better to draw attention to the fake data and the fake bots and to then let people know that none of these people that are supposedly trending, these so-called influencers on the left, are real influencers. They're people that Twitter decides who wins and who loses. Don't misunderstand me. There are some people who are good at social media, much better at it than my team. We're not very good at it. For the record, you should locate us on Twitter. I hope you do. Let me give you our Twitter handle while I'm thinking about it. So our Twitter handle is @KJNetworkNow. Please connect with us. I'm not abandoning it. See, unlike other people that say, oh, I'm never going to use it. I'm going to use it until they kick me off again, which they kicked me off. We got it re-going. Then I use my phone number and they kick me off again. So I can't do anything mobile. But other than that, I can use it. And I'm going to use it to its fullest. Because I think that even if Elon Musk doesn't end up buying them, the expose he does for them is going to make them have to conform. It's going to make Congress have to look at Section 230. Not just for Twitter, for Facebook as well. Facebook's got lots of fake accounts. Many of us had multiple accounts on Facebook. They don't have 2 billion, whatever they claim to have. It's all a lie. It's a front. Anyway, we'll see how this plays out. I'm curious. Hopefully you are too.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.